Today I reached the lowest point in my career. I was temporarily canceled on Twitter for the dumbest fuck shit. It's all one big joke, but I'm going to explain it anyway so it doesn't bite me in the ass. So there I was, you know, watching Netflix, chilling, just on my bed, relaxing, doing nothing, because that's what I do. It's what a lot of famous people do when they got nothing going on. And, you know, I get in a Twitter argument with someone about Shadow Weaver being a good or bad character. Shadow Weaver from She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. That Shadow Weaver. The modern one. The old one is modeled weird. This one's good. So, and then, you know, they ended up blocking me. Fair enough. I didn't really care. Until I got quoted out of context for the line, her manipulative abilities are admirable, which, out of context, that sounds kind of bad. But let me explain that line real quick. What I was saying is that her dedication to her own motives, no matter how effed up they are, that's admirable. Like, she was, no matter what happened, she stayed focused on one goal, never got distracted. That's what I meant by that. And that's admirable to me. Her own goal was not so good. But it could have been improved. I'll give them that. But, you know, overall, Shadow Weaver is one of my favorite characters of She-Ra. Fight me. And so then it all started blowing up with all, you know how Twitter works, all the quote retweets, everyone getting behind something that they have no damn clue what's going on. And so, oh, sorry, I got to respond to another person acting like a B-word. Okay, that's been dealt with. What happened? Where was I? Oh yeah, Twitter works. Everyone started quote retweeting it, not knowing anything that goes off, because people, only reason people get canceled on Twitter because everyone rallies behind something they know nothing about. So we got one of those situations. I saw it start to blow up, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stop this, because this could be funny, but it's not gonna be funny if it continues to blow up. So I deleted the tweet, as everyone does when they mess up. Then I ended up getting an argument with like 5 different people about the whole thing. They're all calling me, you know, liking a child abuser or admiring a child abuser, which, I mean, if you didn't really look at it too closely, yeah, that's true. But if you looked at it close enough, you'd see that that's not actually the case. I mean, Shadow Weaver is a child abuser. That's kind of obvious, but, you know, read between the lines. Basically, I'm still laughing it over because I still think it's hilarious. All the arguments end up with someone being blocked, whether it be me or whether I block them. That's how all of it ends. But there was one person that when I was arguing it, they literally put down, what's the actual, it's so far in my notifications, I'm not going to be able to find it if I actually look for it. But like, you know. Still getting pissed over it. Basically, everyone started getting mad. I kind of shut it down as much as I could so that it doesn't bite me in the ass later, which is what I'm making this for. I'm making this not to like make fun of the whole thing, but just so that I have addressed it and it doesn't bite me in the ass later. So, you know, that's done. But then, you know, I reopened the wound a little bit by making an apology that was totally like not meant to be taken seriously in any way. I basically was like, you know, thank you. I'm so sorry to everyone that I offended with my own goddamn personal opinion. F you. That's essentially what I said. I didn't think of how it was going to affect anyone, because to be frank, I didn't care. So, you know, I think we can all assume that, you know, didn't go so well. Reopen the wound 5 minutes later. And, you know, we all, you know, that was great. And then, you know, the whole thing I'm tweeting, I think I just got banned from She-Ra Princesses of Power Twitter, which that actually would suck. It's my favorite Twitter community of all time. They're so great. So getting banned from that's gonna actually kind of suck, but you know, just gonna give it a few weeks. Do what everyone that gets canceled does. You know, David Dobrik, James Charles, other people I can't remember, they all come back a few weeks later and everyone just forgives them. So same situation here, and I refuse to believe that it's gonna be taken any other way. So, you know, I'll be fine. Everything's gonna be fine. It'll blow over, I'm sure of it. It always does. So, Afterwards, I made one tweet saying, I've made this kind of joke before where I just type hashtag cancel jackpot 4484 into Twitter and nothing pops up. I'm like, so I made a tweet. I literally screenshot it. We all still good. And then, you know, people saw that and thought it would be funny to actually get 1, 2, 3, 4. There's five canceled jackpot 4444 tweets. Congratulations, you wasted your own time. Like, come on, man. So the whole thing was just kind of hilarious to me. And so the only reason I'm gonna let the whole thing blow over. I really don't care. But like, I'm only making this so that I can say that I addressed it. If it ever comes to bite me in the ass, I can say I addressed it and I did apologize sarcastically, but still apologized for the whole thing. And okay, now I'm going to stop joking. Real talk. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. That was kind of fucked up. I'm completely aware of that. Anyone that doesn't know my content knows my overall sarcastic and witty nature. Just, it's pretty normal for me to say something like that. I'm like Jay Schlatt. I'll say something and just not really care what happens. The only difference between me and Jay Schlatt is Jay Schlatt has bigger balls than I do. Let me rephrase that. Jay Schlatt has bigger guts than I do. If he does get canceled, he doesn't care, where I actually do care, because deplatforming me is actually going to really fuck me over in every way, shape, or form. So I really ask that does not happen, which it ain't going to happen. I refuse to let it get to that point. But, you know, I got to really make sure on this one. I'm all for making edgy jokes and just having fun with things. But then when things get taken too far, actual serious action has to be taken. But I'm still going to make jokes about it because, come on, this is pretty funny. Not everyone can say, you know, when they're like, their friend asks, oh, what did you do today? Not everyone can be replied like, oh, I got canceled on Twitter. What? Not everyone can say that. I now have that ability. So, you know, I think that's pretty funny. Anyways, I don't attack anyone. If you go looking for, like, tweets of people doing that, you know, don't attack anyone, please. If you're going to attack anyone, I'd say attack me. I can take criticism. I can take jokes. I can do all that. So, this is me addressing the whole controversy and saying that, yeah, I fucked up. I'm aware of that. Am I sorry? I'm actually not. I'm really not, actually, because I didn't do anything wrong. I stated an opinion. That's literally what happened. To state an opinion, people took it the wrong way, and now you want me to apologize for it? That ain't gonna happen. So, if you don't support me after this, you're dumb. I missed the stop recording button. Let me try that again. If you stop supporting me after this, you're dumb.